The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Henry McKean.
Oh, now we're talking.
The reason Henry is with us is because he has been touring about as part of the summer tour. Henry, how are you?
Good morning.
New braces.
Oh, thank you so much.
They have a patriotic flair.
Well, here we are in this beautiful, beautiful spot in Ireland in Carlingford Marina, and it's just so gorgeous. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you so much for complimenting my braces. And for the listeners, they're kind of, yeah, they're green. And
they're green. You were previously committed to red for quite some time.
Yes.
But you've upgraded to a sort of an emerald flair.
I'm in the market for braces. If you want to buy me a pair,
I'd love to buy you a pair of braces.
Definitely get
I don't even know where one would get braces.
Oh, you get them in special man shops. Like every town in Ireland has a shop dedicated to men. They sell them. Like a clothes shop, I should
say. They're the kind of shops I don't want to be seen coming out of, Henry. All right. Tell us about your touring.
Yeah, so we've been touring around the place. ESB have a growing network of chargers, over 1,600 charge points on the island of Ireland, giving you the freedom to go further, charging the car quickly on the go. And I met people up and down the country on the ESB charging stations to find out a little bit about their summer road trips, their childhood summer road trips. Where did they go?
Usually to Enniscrone, usually on a Sunday. My parents had a shop and a business, so when the business closed, we'd head off for 4 or 5 hours down to the Strand, and there was 8 of us in the family, so sometimes it'd be a bit crowded in the back of the car. So
you'd get all of you into the same car. What sort of car was it?
An estate car,
so you got into the estate, so there were 6 in the back.
And some in the boot with all the sandwiches and Sidona or whatever the drink was at the time, you know.
So fond memories.
Fond memories.
And do you still holiday in Ireland? Do you still have day trips,
I do. I spent last week down in the west. I brought my mother, she's still alive, so went down to a few day trips over towards Letterfrack in that area. It's lovely.
Wow. Yeah. And how old is your mum?
She's 95 now.
Fantastic.
So, just great day trips. It's lovely. And when you're in the west of Ireland, there's always something new to see nearly, you know what I mean? And I like going on the day trips, go to the sea, mountains or whatever, you know.
We didn't have a very good car. We never had a good car when we were growing up. And sometimes we went to Oma in Northern Ireland and we'd have to change the wheel twice.
Really? To get to Oma?
Yeah, and we'd have my grandmother and mom and dad and the 4 kids in the car going up. So we'd have to...
So to take the route, obviously there's motorways now and you could take the M1 and perhaps even stop off in Carlingford. But back then it was town to town, wasn't it?
It was, and it was the big map that you'd pull out. So it was fairly hectic, and the arguments, no, it's left, no, it's right. So it's much easier nowadays with the sat-nav and things.
You're crisscrossing Ireland today, and you've a brand new EV, and you're here at the ESB High Power Charge Point. Am I right in saying this is your first time charging the thing?
I only got it last night. I only got the car fully
from
the garage yesterday. First time having an electric and first time having an automatic. So I think I'm doing very well. But it has, you know, you have to get used to everything and not having a gear stick and all
that.
And
you'll get there, you will.
Yeah, I will, hopefully, because I've got it now.
Henry, I'm sceptical.
Go on.
Well, she said she changed the tyre twice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who carries 2 spare wheels?
Well... Remember in the 1970s and the 1980s, Ireland, it would take ages to get from A to B because there was no motorways and there were lots of stones and potholes.
Let me do a straw poll. By the way, Henry, everybody here has a dodgy box, just so you know.
Okay.
Hands up anybody who in their life has ever carried 2 spare tyres. Nobody.
Well,
nobody.
I believe the lady. I believe her story with her new EV. There she was, trying to charge it for the very, very first time.
Did you get to spend some time around Cooley?
I did. I drove up today and I basically got to take in the stunning scenery, this beautiful, beautiful Carlingford Lock in the medieval town. And I did stop off in Dundalk at a ESB charging station. And you can actually hear that kind of buzz of the charger behind us. So we're here in Dundalk. We're on our way to Carlingford. You're a Wexford man. You've stopped off to charge, but you live in Carlingford. Are you constantly on a kind of non-stop holiday?
Well, I feel that way in Carlingford. Certainly, I moved up there in 2012. I'm actually Carlow-Wexford border, more Carlow, very near to Puntlody. But look, I love Carlow. There's mountains down there, rivers. Carlingford. I'm looking over at the Mourne Mountains. Mountains behind me, the sea is in front of me. It's absolutely a lovely place with lots of things to do. There's water sports there, there's the Carlingford Adventure Centre, lots of restaurants, public houses.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And we're blessed with the weather, we really are. And you've enough charge now to get back to your constant holiday.
Yes, I drive an EV using the ESB chargers all the time. And the fast ones are the best, of course, because you can get on to your destination pretty quick. But yes, I'll be, after a bit of work, I'll be going back to enjoy Carlingford again and very much look forward to it.
Emma, you're from Ashburn, County Meath. You're enjoying an ice cream. You've stopped to get a charge. Are you enjoying the summer so far?
I am, yeah. Yeah, it's lovely.
And tell me about your memories growing up, holidaying in Ireland. Did the family go on road trips?
We did, yeah. We used to go down to Cork, down to Trebolgan.
Oh, fantastic.
All of us in the back, four of us sitting in the back.
And do you do that now? Do you go on road trips? Do you travel around in the EV?
We do, yeah. Yeah, we do a lot of camping trips. Go down to Cork, go down to Waterford. Love Dunmore East.
So you love that. You love going on camping trips. And I'm just back from a camping trip myself in Ross's Point. And it's a beautiful thing to do with the kids, isn't it?
It is, yeah. They love it. They love just getting back to climbing trees and having fun in the outdoors. Yeah.
It's sort of amazing that anybody survived the 70s and 80s, isn't it? Like everybody.
Yes.
Oh, there were 19 of us. We were kept in the boot in the crumple zone.
Or my dad was a milkman. My dad wasn't a milkman, by the way. And there was 15 of us in the back of the milk cart. Yeah, no, all sorts of stories. And this is how people got around back then. And even a quick story, when I moved to Ireland in 1990, we took a purple Volvo estate and we drove it from Glasgow across the Irish Sea, from the north all the way to Dublin, and it was a purple 1986 model.
In through Larne?
Yes, and it was my best road trip ever, and there was such hope for the future, and I'm still here. And yourself,
Did you travel in the boot, or did they allow you a seat for this journey?
The Volvos then, you could travel in the boot because they had like little seats and seat belts. Do you remember them?
Oh, that's right, they would fold you down.
Yeah, and they would face, you know, outwards, sorry, looking out, and that was totally allowed back then. But like yourself, I mean, you must have had some pretty damn good road trips in your day.
Well, I've had still a road have trip them, or two.
And the motorbike and all the rest
that
of
is
it.
True. Yeah, there's a great little, from here, if you go up the road towards the Meath a bit and take a left, there's a road that runs up to Schlieffoid. There's a little parking spot.
Beautiful.
Up at the top. My father used to find ways to terrify me on the route down.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the memories.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, the memories.
So you have been speaking to a few others.
Yeah, so I got to meet Andrew McCarthy, not the Hollywood actor, who I did bump into, actually, at a book launch. And I just watched the movie Mannequin the night before, and I said, love the movie. Anyway, it's a different Andrew McCarthy. He's an Irish lad, and he talks about road trip memories. And we met at an ESB EV charging station.
Well, I was originally from Mill Street growing up, so day trips to Killarney, visiting family was a big part of holidays. That was visits again. We were farmers, so visiting as part of that, never really stayed away very much.
So you're on your way home to Mallow, and then you're going to go to France on holiday?
I am on the way home from Mallow, and we're heading to France in the morning for a holiday down to the south of France, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's fabulous. We're looking forward to it, yeah. Although we are going to miss some spectacular weather here in Ireland, but there you go.
We had a mixture. We would go quite often to Kerry, for example, from Cork, or sometimes get the ferry to Wales primarily. Those kind of staying in a caravan, so you know, mobile home, something very simple.
Caravan mobile.
Yeah, exactly. But kept it simple, nice and fun, stays at the beach, nothing too crazy. Yeah.
So you're in an EV here. Do you get out on summer day trips in it?
Yeah, I do. The range I get is quite good. And the longer I have it, I suppose the more comfortable you become with the range, and you typically know where to stop. Just takes a bit more extra organisation, but overall it's get more comfortable as time goes on. So
any little weekend trips around Ireland planned for the summer?
Definitely get to Kerry, probably to Dingle, and maybe up the west coast as well to Westport. Try to get up there during the summer. So those are on the cards maybe for August.
So, Henry, are you going to hang around for a bit after all of this?
I think so. I mean, I've pretty much a full charge, and I'll take in the beauty of this beautiful part of the country. And
have you been up to the Long Woman's Grave?
No, not yet, not yet.
Do you know about the Long Woman's Grave?
Tell me more, tell me more.
Well, I'm intimidated by virtue of all the people in the audience who know the story better than me.
Well, the knowledge in this room is something
But else. Essentially, I believe that there was some minor royal, local royalty, met yes. a princess, possibly, I think, of European extraction, mm-hmm. told her that there was a spot in the Cooley Mountains where he could bring her up, and he would be able to show her that everything that she saw from that spot he owned.
Wow.
And he brought her up to a very small dip in the top of the mountains where you can see about 25 feet in every direction.
Yes.
Said, I own all of this. And she keeled over dead. And where she keeled over dead is the Long Woman's Grave. Am I close? Is that sort of, I'm in the ballpark?
That's an absolutely brilliant story.
She's very tall, hence the Long Woman's Grave.
I'm going to visit.
You should. It's lovely.
I'm there.
There's a plaque now. It's gone very fancy.
Jump in the car.
Henry, thank you so much. Henry McKean, folks.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.